Welcome to Real Life Mentoring, where we explore real life issues to help you make an authentic difference in the world.
Hi, it's Chris and Christina back today. We're going to be talking about why mentoring. We just realized we do a mentoring podcast. Have we ever told you why we believe mentoring is so needed and necessary in today's world?
Well, here's a statement that we use in our workshops. Uh-huh. If you want your life to really count, it will be found in the context of relationships. So why mentoring? Life is about relationships. And what if we do what we can to make the most out of those relationships?
Yeah, that's why we founded Fahrenheit Real Life Mentoring. It's our passion. We believe that giving your life away as a mentor really is so worthwhile. So we hope today that we're going to covering some why mentor in the first place.
You know, mentoring is, and that's the topic of this podcast, but it can be a journey of excitement. You can enjoy it. It can be fulfilling, but mentoring also can be very challenging. And so there's a mix of things. So we're going to simply give you some thoughts that we've had over the years about why mentoring. And so let me share 3 points with you.
Okay.
We believe people want authentic relationships where they are truly known.
Okay.
That's a why.
That. Mm-hmm.
People want to grow and mature so their lives are meaningful and have healthy perspective and purpose. People desire to connect with others in order to learn and to be supported in life. These are things that we believe. There's more we could say, but So, Christine, let's talk about why mentoring.
Yeah, I think the first thing we talk about when why mentoring in the first place, well, it speaks to identity. Again, we come from a biblical perspective. That means we look at the Bible, we say, wow, what does God say about himself and about us and others? And we think that when you take a biblical perspective, you can speak and strengthen mentee's identity as first and foremost a child of God. So I think, why mentoring? Because it speaks to a person's identity. Yeah.
Do you think you had a clear perspective on your identity when you were in your teens and 20s?
Heavens, no.
And that may not even be a fair question to ask because as we're younger, it's more difficult to understand that.
Right.
But when would you say that you felt, okay, this is my true identity?
How
old were you?
I think I saw glimpses of it as I was probably 20, 21. I had a sweet, Ramona Romines, if you're listening, I had a sweet older woman pour into my life who would remind me of that. But I was also sort of in a context that was real legalistic, so I thought God would love me when I did all the right things. It wasn't until as much later, again, with my sweet Marty, where she really tapped into my identity and reminded me who I was, and she said it often enough and modeled it often enough that I believed it.
This is where I want to encourage you if you're considering being a mentor or you're already mentoring some others. When you start mentoring another person at a younger, they're younger, you are helping them come to the place where they have an understanding of their true identity much quicker, younger than maybe you did. And that will impact their life.
Right. And they know their identity. They can impart it to others. So, Chris, why mentoring? What is an answer that you would give to that?
Well, why mentoring? Relational damage sometimes has occurred in people's lives.
Yes.
So as you think back on relationships that you've had, I think about how I grew up in a dysfunctional family, not having a real relationship with my father, who struggled with alcoholism and other things. Yeah, so relational damage just in that father-son relationship had taken place, which skewed my perspective on having relationships with men, even with friendships sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'd say authority figures. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes, why mentoring? Because a mentor can be could possibly be the first healthy relationship some people have.
Yeah.
Not always, but for me it would have been.
Right, because we're specifically saying relational damage, especially in those parent, a mother and daughter, a son and father, a mentor can come in and repair. God can use them to repair a lot of damage. Yeah, anything else?
Well, I would just say this, that when mentoring is done through a biblical perspective, as we talk about and we teach, we believe true healing can take place.
Yeah.
And therefore, this relational damage from the past can be addressed, dealt with, and you can move beyond from it.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, why mentoring? Well, it gives you a front row seat in the life of another person. I cannot tell you over the years that I've been a mentor pouring into other women. When I see a woman, when we first get to know one another and they're brave enough and authentic enough to share their struggles, and I see them over the course of time growing and reaching out to other young women and just blossoming, there is no greater gift. I mean, other than watching my own daughters, but everybody has a story to tell. And when a mentor gives their lives away, they help that mentee write their story. And it's beautiful.
When you have a front row seat in the life of another person, what all do you see and experience?
You see them do things they thought they couldn't do. You see them go beyond themselves. You see them tackle hard things. You see them maybe resist, like, yeah, that couldn't be me. And then they find out, yeah, that can be me through God's help. I think of women who started off, a friend in particular, who we were mentor-mentee, and now we're just flat-out friends. I still have a front row seat in her life, seeing her do phenomenal things. You know, as a mom of three, her husband was injured. The woman stepped out in faith in her later 30s to go back to school. Yeah, just to see how people write their stories depending on God. It's amazing. Yeah,
front row seat. You see someone struggling, and instead of being pulled down by it and hindered,
yeah,
you see them walk through that because the mentor's there walking with them. I say walking,
right.
Talking them through things.
Right.
There's so many privileges of having a front row seat with someone.
And it's not all fluffy, yummy goodness. It's walking through difficult things, walking through heartbreaking things, walking through the loss of a child. But that's just it. It's walking through it with people. Let's go on. Why mentoring, Chris?
Well, why mentoring? God's truth helps people thrive. Mm. I am a man of faith, Christina.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a relationship with God through Jesus since I was 9 years of age.
Yeah, long time.
Long time. And I believe God. I trust God. I see Him as my Father. And yet, mm-hmm. Lies will be thrown at me. I say thrown at me.
Uh-huh.
In the mind.
Yeah.
And I will start to believe them.
Sure.
Left to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And a mentor can remind me.
Yeah.
And others can as well, but a mentor specifically can say, Chris, wait a minute, I know you,
mm-hmm.
because I know your story.
I've
had a front row seat in your story. That's not who you are, because I can believe lies about myself or about a situation or about the future or about the past, and a mentor can help me thrive by taking God's word and saying, Chris, you know who God is.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your journey with Him.
Mm-hmm.
You know His character. And so I want to help you walk out of that lie and so you can start thriving again.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Share recently, I love this story, how a mentor friend of yours, somebody who's older and wiser, you were struggling and you reached out to him and he said, Chris, I'm going to encourage you to, do you remember the story?
Well, I didn't for a moment. Okay. This was just a few weeks ago. He quickly said, Chris, I'm going to pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to encourage you, but I challenge you.
Yeah.
Are you, and guys, this is not a checkoff list.
No.
I'm going to ask you, open up the Bible. Okay. Again, understanding God's character.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to, have you been memorizing, meditating, and basically taking in God's word as it's your own, like food,
right.
In a sense.
And he wasn't slapping a Bible verse on you as a Band-Aid.
Not at all.
He was saying, God's word is true. It will alter your mind.
It will enable you to thrive,
right.
And keep you from believing the lies.
Yeah.
God's word is truth.
Yeah.
The opposite is not truth.
Yeah.
So I began, I accepted that challenge. And I needed a man to be assertive like that, mm-hmm. with me. So I started doing that. And again, guys, don't misunderstand. Are you reading your Bible like a good boy and girl? We're not talking about that.
Right.
We're talking about picking it up, reading it, meditating on it, memorizing it so it's inside of you,
mm-hmm.
and you know how to apply it to your life. You want to start thriving, and I'm an example of that.
Yeah.
Guess what? My current problems have not gone away yet that was causing me the stress.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not believing the lies that I was believing before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, that's good. Okay, why mentoring? Well, this sounds so obvious, but it is such a hot topic. people can become weary, fearful, and anxious. I mean, just look around, right? In your workplace, in your own family, in your own household, extended family. I want to read Matthew 9, 35 through 38. And we see that, again, we take a biblical world view. We see what Jesus did and what he told those closest around him. In Matthew 9, 35 through 38, he says this, "Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion because they were weary and scattered like sheep, having no shepherd. And then he said to the disciples, 'The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest.'" So, why mentoring? We believe the harvest for people who are weary and fearful and anxious is plentiful. And when people are left to address their weariness and their fear and their anxiety, man, left unaddressed, those things just grow. What we feed grows, right? And the more weary people become, the more fearful they become, the more anxious, if they don't have a person walking with them, mentoring can alleviate so many negative consequences when they're just left by their own. I recently, if you Google, I think it's called Francis Chan Tiny Rope, but if you Google, this video will pop up. And Francis Chan, this is several years ago, but he is talking somewhere, he's on a large stage, and he has this huge rope, and it's the whole width of the stage, and it's a white rope. And then at the end, there's like a teeny tiny portion of it that's red. And he says, "Guys, listen, this little red piece, this is our life in light of eternity." I think it's in James 1:14 or 4:14. Scripture says that our lives are a breath, a vapor. So why mentoring? Lives are short. My earth years are really, really short. And I want to be busy about noticing those around me who are weary and fearful and anxious, because I was one of the weary, fearful, and anxious. And I want to give my life away through mentoring because of that red dot on the end of that rope. Life is short. I want to give my life away.
When I am weary, fearful, anxious, mm-hmm. those things distort my perspective
yeah.
of today, and they distort my perspective of my future.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
I can get overwhelmed. I get confused. One of the things I want to say as mentors, so why mentor? Because we believe genuine conversations are important
yeah.
and make a difference. Mm-hmm. And so this is what I want to share, is that real conversations will reveal the struggles and challenges of people. Two people sit down, mentor sits down with a mentee, and you start talking about things, and because trust is built, there's confidentiality. At some point, that mentee would have the courage to say, "You know what? I am struggling with fear, with weariness, or anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we go from here? Can you help me?"
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so why mentoring? I would say the last point we would make is mentoring can foster discipleship, and discipleship is where you talk with, you study with, you walk with another person to help them understand the things of God, mm-hmm. God's character, who he is as a father, who Jesus is, who the Holy Spirit is, and it changes and develops the spiritual part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so why mentoring? Because we want to know God.
Yeah.
God is real. God is the foundation of all existence.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have found with mentoring, If you say, "You know what, I want to disciple someone and help them understand God. I want to help them understand the spiritual part of who they are." We believe this, that mentoring makes discipleship not a churchy thing,
yeah.
not a class, not a project, not a book. Mm-hmm. You can use those things, but it makes discipleship practical. It makes it personal,
mm-hmm.
meaningful, and effective.
Right. I think there's a lot of confusion sometimes when we say mentoring and discipleship, but mentoring is investing in somebody's lives, real life, right? Looking at the whole person when we refer to the six areas that a person is, spiritual, physical, mental, relational, professional, or educational, and I'd left one out, emotional. mentoring, you can build trust in all those areas. But when it walks over into the area of discipleship, that's where two people who have relationship with God can focus in then on the spiritual, help them grow spiritual. We also say that in discipleship, with mentoring, I can mentor somebody who may or may not be a Christian, and they are gleaning really wonderful things. So am I as the mentor, right? But with discipleship, there's a principle there that what they are gaining, they're also giving away. So I pour into a young woman who pours into many college students. That's discipleship. She's being poured into and she is giving away things to these young people that sometimes mentoring doesn't do. So I think it's really clear to talk about the definitions there.
What if I were just to say, you know what, I'm going to mentor someone today because I want them to understand God's true character.
Yeah.
What a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
I had a guy tell me, asked me years ago, Chris, can we talk about some aspects of your life? I said, sure. And he said, I'm kind of confused about you. He said, you don't seem religious.
Do people say that often?
What?
I'm kind of confused.
Yeah,
by
probably
you.
So. Either they are thinking it, but you don't seem religious, but you seem to really understand God and have faith.
Sure.
And so he had connected it with church and religion, God. And anyway, that's a whole other topic.
Sure.
But why mentoring? What if you had the privilege as a mentor to introduce people to who God truly is?
Right.
What an incredible privilege that is.
If you are someone without a mentor, look for somebody that could pour into your life. The benefits are just numerous. And if you're a mentor, be encouraged that what you are doing makes a difference. So we are really grateful that you listened today. Do us a favor, would you? Would you like the podcast? Would you write us a review and share it with somebody that you know? And if you want to learn more about how to contribute financially, go to our webpage at ParentHypeMentoring.org. As always, Chris and Christina here. Thank you for listening to Real Life Mentoring Podcast.